ocean out of downtown NYC. Our next guest on Downtown is a singer, songwriter, internet privacy expert, and attorney. He's got a brand new album out. That's one of the cuts from it. The album is called Cinco, and we are pleased to welcome back to the show the talented Alan Chappell. Alan, welcome back. Thanks for being with us again.
Thanks so much, Rich. Pleasure to be here.
You have been using your quarantine time wisely and efficiently. The new music is absolutely wonderful.
Why, thank you very much. I'm really proud of this album. It's the fifth, and I think it's our best yet.
Well, I love the songs that that we were privy to listen to, including that one, which is On the Rooftop, and such a wonderful trip back to a special and unique time in the country, but particularly in New York City.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there was something pretty wonderful about that period, the late 60s, early 70s, and I really wanted to pay an homage to it.
Well, it's a great song, and you play every instrument on there, right?
No, I've got a fantastic band. Lorenzo Ponce, who plays with just about everybody, Bon Jovi, plays violin with me, Ann Klein on guitar, Rodney Howard on drums, Malcolm Gold on bass, Ali Culotta on keys, and I've just put together a wonderful band, and we really vibe. But I do write the parts.
I was giving you too much credit, but deservedly so, because I love your music, and it's got such a unique sound to it as well. What is it you think that gives you that sound that I don't hear a lot in music today?
Well, thank you so much for saying that. You know, I grew up playing keys in an 80s alt new wave band, and I think that there's still a little bit of that, but I'm a big fan of 70s music, and you can kind of hear a little bit of that in there. But we try to keep it modern. And, it's been a sound that I've been working on for, well, really my whole life. And but I think we're starting to get it. It's really wonderful when you work with a group of musicians over a period of time, because then you start to really vibe off of each other and you kind of read each other's minds. It's just a great experience.
Another wonderful song from the album is Shout. Very powerful. And, you didn't know when writing it what we were coming into here, but how appropriate it is for the times we're in right now.
Well, yeah, I think, in hindsight, it was a rather prophetic song, because it really illustrates, what it's like to be trapped in a particular place or a situation that you can't get yourself out of. And right now, for many of us, that means being, stuck at home in what seems like a never-ending Twilight Zone episode. And really what Shout is about is sort of accepting and embracing the new normal, whatever that is.
I think my favorite song that I've heard from the album is Spin, a look at the 24-hour news cycle. And well, like everything else during this quarantine, the social isolation period, everything is amplified and made worse these days. And Spin certainly captures that feel.
Yeah, that was, the probably the most political song on the album, and it really gets at that 24-hour news cycle. The idea that, there's segments of our society that are just being fed information, and they're unfortunately they're buying it because that's their entertainment. And so I tried to get out of that as sort of a rejection of that ethos. But I also tried to make it kind of a fun pop song. And sometimes it's tough to thread that needle, but that's one of the things I like trying to do.
Wait, but that's what you do so well on. You're always able to find that balancing act between, I think we said the last time you were on, the message sometimes sneaks up on you. You're like, hey, this is a great song. I'm really enjoying this. And then you go, what did he say? What were those lyrics? Hey, now.
Well, thanks. That's I like to try to insert a couple things in there. And it's funny, when we were recording that, when you're playing with the band in a rehearsal room, they don't always get what the words are. And some of those guys, they're focusing on the bass or the guitar or whatever. And we're in the studio and a couple of the lines start to sneak out a little bit. People are looking at me and smiling. It was kind of a nice little moment.
I was curious if you ever heard anything back from Mark Zuckerberg or his people after I Am Zuck.
No, it's funny. We got a ton of play at the Stanford University radio station, which I thought was kind of funny because I think he's based out there these days. But no, I haven't heard a lot from the Zuckerberg team, but they've been pretty busy. I mean, they've been under a whole bunch of additional scrutiny and congressional testimony, and so old Mark doesn't have time to go check out much music out of here.
We're talking with Alan Chappell here on Downtown. You are an expert on those privacy issues, more important now than ever before. Just today, word that the Senate has approved legislation, a revised Patriot Act that could give the government access to your browsing history. It would seem to me that this is a more important issue than ever. Are we making progress, or are we headed in the wrong direction?
I think we're heading in the exact wrong direction. There was a thread, and, you know, we started our conversation today talking about the 60s and the 70s, and that was the time where a lot of these rights were created. You know, they need a warrant to enter your home. They need a warrant to open the trunk of your car. They should also need a warrant in order to start snooping on your internet searches. But right now, that does not seem to be the thing we're focusing on. It's unfortunate.
You know, and in my day job, I teach high school, and I talk to students all the time about how the law is behind technology and continues to be in this country, and there aren't a lot of protections for you. And I think of, you know, the mistakes we all made as youngsters, but there was no record of those. But for kids growing up today, you can do something foolish when you're 16, 17 years old that could live on the internet forever.
Oh my goodness! You could almost ruin your life just by what gets on the internet. And I'm very glad that Facebook was not around during my college experience.
Glad Facebook wasn't around. I'm glad there were not phones with cameras on them.
Yeah, and you know, I think there's so many wonderful things that are brought about by technology, but boy, you lose something. And one of the things you lose is presence. You know, everybody's attached to a cell phone, and I'm just as guilty as anybody. You see me walking up and down the West Village in New York writing songs, and I'm typing lyrics into my cell phone. But I really try to pull away from it for some time. Listen to a song on the radio. Just be with your own thoughts for a little bit. There's something really freeing about that.
Does it make the job of being a singer and a songwriter easier, though, the ability that you have? I mean, 15, 20 years ago, something came into your head, maybe you could jot down lyrics, or possibly you could grab a cassette recorder or something and put a snippet of it down. But these days, it has to be a little bit easier to be able to grab those thoughts instantaneously and put them on a phone.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I'll be walking around the city and a melody will come into my head and I'll just sing it into the phone, and I might not get back to it for a week, but it's there. And that was always the tough thing when you're, you know, 20, 30 years ago, where, you know, if you didn't happen to have a tape recorder handy, you would miss out on you know, some great ideas. So I agree with you. There's definitely some benefits to technology.
How do you balance all the many things that you do in your life and make time for the music and the writing?
I have a very understanding wife who's wonderful. and I say, you know, Saturdays has been our day to write. We get up, we do yoga, and then I spend most of a Saturday writing songs. And I do that not every Saturday, but most Saturdays. And, you know, that's the thing that allows me to be able to write as much as I've been. And I'm grateful for it.
Well, you're such a unique voice in the music business. It was so good to hear the new music. It's all out available now. You can go to the website, thisischappell.com. And if you haven't heard any of Chappell's earlier music, check it out. You're going to love it. It's smart. It's funny. It's poignant. It's everything you're looking for in great pop music that you don't find on the radio enough these days. Alan, it's so good to talk with you again. Thanks for making time for us.
Well, thanks so much, Rich. Great chatting with you.
Alan Chappell with us here on Downtown.